instant outrage. You know, what the heck is going on? I love Ben Bernanke's story that there's no atheists in foxholes. And as I thought about it, there's no generals in foxholes either, for the good reason that foxholes usually are not places where people deliberately think carefully about things. And I got this vision of General Bernanke calling me from the foxhole and saying, "We need a nuclear strike." And us sort of as the citizenry saying, "Okay, Ben, you know, you're seeing stuff that we don't see, but nuclear? That's going to wipe a lot of stuff out for a long time. Is it really that bad?" I think that's kind of the situation we're in. The Fed sees some details we don't see, but I think we do need to worry that being immersed in things in the foxhole for so long maybe a little perspective is needed.
All right. Could you lay out to me what the Ben Bernanke, what the doomsday scenario is, just so we have that as a sort of starting point?
I think what they're worried about is banks and other financial institutions lose money. Some of them go out of business. They go bankrupt. And crucially, they are then unable to make new loans. So the situation we would see is all sorts of creditworthy borrowers. You know, you show up at the bank with a 20-30% down payment, a job, and a good credit history, and they say, "I'm sorry, we're not in business today. We can't give you a mortgage." Or they say the rate for that mortgage is going to be 25% a year. That would be the credit crunch scenario, where there are savers who have money they want to invest. There are people who want to borrow who have good projects, but just the machine that connects them is completely bust. And therefore, companies can't borrow, people can't borrow. That's what they're worried about.
And what part of that are you not convinced of?
I'm not convinced we're anywhere very close to that yet, because we're not even in a recession yet. Second, so we get this vision of bank goes bust, but in today's economy, if a bank goes under, it can get fairly quickly sold off, and the parts of it that know how to make loans to people are back in business. There's also, thanks to deregulation, we have a competitive banking system. So if Bank A is out of business, Bank B is very quickly able to take up the slack.
Let me read you a quote from Ben Bernanke. He said, "I believe if the credit markets are not functioning, that jobs will be lost, the unemployment rate will rise, more houses will be foreclosed upon, GDP will contract, that the economy will just not be able to recover." I mean,
yeah,
that's pretty dire.
That's pretty dire, but it's all in the future. So that's what may happen in the future, which is something to worry about. But do you call in the nuclear option now? We're not even in a recession now. We don't even really have a lot of tightening of credit for creditworthy borrowers. So do you take this historic step of getting in the business of buying assets, trying to prop up the entire market for mortgages, of the federal government becoming the vulture hedge fund of all time, because of things that might happen in the future? That seems like the question of the day.
Let's just talk about credit, which seems to be at the heart of this, and whether or not it's sort of seizing up.
Let's try to figure out what they're seeing and what they're worrying about. One thing clearly that's going on is these markets for some kinds of credit are seizing up is a good word. Just nothing's happening.
Give me a for instance. Like, you're a company, right? You make, I don't know, right. Or give me an example.
Right. So you're a company and you need money to finance your inventories. And one way to do that is this so-called commercial paper, which are very short-term bonds. But another way to do it is to go to the bank and take out a loan. It's not clear in today's very competitive and deregulated market that when one kind of financing has trouble for a week, that this is going to bring down the whole economy.
So you're saying that even if companies, say I make vacuum cleaners or something, right, and I need a sort of short-term loan, even if I can't sell sell bonds in my company because no one's willing to buy them in this market. I could still get a line of credit from a bank maybe.
Right, right. And that kind of thing is we have not yet seen widespread inability of companies to borrow. And furthermore, let's back up to so what happens when there's a turbulence like this, a seizing up of credit markets? The standard thing for the Federal Reserve to do, which they've been doing a wonderful job of, is stepping in and providing that kind of providing liquidity to markets, lending money to people, but leaving the risk on the people. I mean, the Fed has to get paid back. What we're talking about is jumping to a whole other class of solution, which is to try to raise the price of every mortgage in the country so that companies whose assets now aren't worth a lot will be worth more. And we're jumping from the government lending money to people to help them get till the next paycheck, basically, to the government buying a whole bunch of assets. So, yes, there's a problem. I mean, this tightening of the commercial paper market is tightening of other short-term credit markets. There's no question we're going through an interesting period. But the question is whether the standard tools of central banks can't solve it, and we need to go to something quite as radical as trying to prop up the price of an entire set of assets in the country. It's like we're running we have a boating outing, and some of the boats are sinking, and so somebody says, "Oh, I got an idea. Let's just blow up the dam and drain the lake." Okay, that'll keep all the boats from sinking, not just the three that are in trouble. But boy, that seems like that's a very rough way of solving a fairly narrow so far problem.
All right, let's get back to what you would do.
What I would do.
You, John Cochran, you are now, congratulations, you are now Treasury Secretary. What do you do?
I would not try to buy every mortgage in the country. I would try to do exactly what they've been doing in keeping credit markets afloat.
By making it easier for them to borrow money from the government?
I would say to a bank, look, you can borrow from us. We'll take your mortgages as collateral on the loan. Should you go bankrupt in the meantime, we get paid off first before absolutely everyone else gets paid off. We're going to charge a pretty high rate on this loan, but we'll provide you bridge financing until things settle down. Sure, but should the value of these mortgages go down, you, the bank's shareholders, the bank's creditors, are going to be on the hook for it, not us, the federal government.